Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, April 24, 2022. We are broadcasting from the warm, hot city of Atlanta. It was a little hot today, guys. Well, listen, this is Donna. I'm so excited that you are spending a little time with us this evening as we talk about a really, really kindness, kindness. And I really don't think we can talk about that just enough. But anyway, for the new listeners, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. I always like to answer the question for the benefit of the new listeners. Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I'd like to start by answering that question. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, I played one of my favorite songs there you heard at the onset, which was Happy. And just absolutely love that song. And hopefully it's put you all in a good mood and you're happy. And you know something, when you are kind to other people, that in itself makes you happy. And of course, when you're the recipient of kindness deeds, that makes you happy as well. To just the basic definition, depending on where you're looking, for kindness is the noun definition, of course, is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Also, kindness is a type of behavior marked by acts of generosity. And we may hear, you know, quite a few times acts of kindness or acts of generosity. They are, you know, mainly used interchangeably, which they can be. And I do want to, before I go any further, I do want to invite you to join our conversation. And you can feel free to do that by calling 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And we invite you to just share some of your acts of kindness with us, whether, you know, you can share you being a recipient of acts of kindness, or you can certainly share what you've done. And usually at the end of every show, and I've been doing this show for years, I always invite you to initiate an act of kindness during the week. But of course, we're going to be talking about two, how to initiate some acts of kindness, which we can really do every day. Okay, really important. I want to bring, I have two of my co-hosts with me this evening. They're no stranger to you at all. I want to go ahead and bring them in. And I have Miss Pamela Barnes, and you guys have heard her. Miss Pam, how are you?
Real good, Miss Donna. Thank you for having me tonight. I'm really excited to talk about kindness today. So thank you.
Wonderful. And of course, it's always a pleasure to have you. And of course, Miss Nina, I'm going to bring her in too. Miss Nina, how are you?
Hi, Miss Donna. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to sit and talk about kindness today with you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is certainly going to be a wonderful conversation. And I wanted to start with this, just a little bit of a story here. And when I saw this, I actually saw this a few weeks ago, probably about a month or so ago, and I read it and it was just really interesting. I'm just going to kind of read a little bit in part, but it just, I'm going to start it where it says, but whether one dwells in royal places or city hovels, the hidden hunger of the human heart is for appreciation. Thousands of people who are burdened with almost unbearable inner conflicts brush shoulders with us. Sometimes the source of this conflict is vague. It's stems from a sense of defeat or from insecurity or from other forms of nameless distress. To these adjustments to life and a happy about face that makes them creditors instead of debtors to life comes from a sudden or late discovery that they are secure in someone's love. Each of us could be that someone in many a life that needs our ministry of faith and understanding. Dr. William Strider once made public reference to an old school teacher, Mrs. Wendt, who 30 years before had taken great pains to instill in him an admiration for the poetry of Tennyson. Someone asked him if he had ever taken the trouble to tell her, and he admitted he never had. The query made him determined to do so, and he wrote her a beautiful letter of appreciation. In return, he received her answer. I'm going to read her answer. It's just really is so, so beautiful. And remember, this is 30 years later, right? And it says, my dear Willie, I can't tell you how much your note meant to me. I am in my 80s, living alone in a small room, cooking my meals, lonely and like the last leaf of fall lingering behind. You will be interested to know that I taught school for 50 years, and yours is the first note of appreciation I ever received. It came on a blue, cold morning, and it cheered me as nothing has in years. Now, that story is a sermonic illustration of the Bible oracle which is, of course, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard that before. And I just found that just so very fascinating. And just to kind of prove a point at the beginning of our conversation, just our basic kindness, what that really can do for someone else. So what do you ladies think about that? Nina, what do you think about that?
I definitely agree with everything that you just read and what was written, especially as a woman of God. Every single day, that is a goal of mine, is to be the light, and to make sure that when you are being the light, you are allowing someone to see the reflection of God within you. And kindness, of course, when I just think of kindness, for some reason, I always combine love with kindness. And I always think the scripture, of course, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. And when I think of that, I think of the love of God. I think of his kindness. And I think of what we are to reflect in every single moment of our days. Like you said, you can meet someone and just a simple act of kindness or saying hello or hi, how are you doing? And really taking time to listen to a person and hearing their response. There are many times and in many ways a simple hello can help save someone from maybe a dark situation or a dark thought that they were thinking at that time. So I agree. Every mm-hmm. single day you have an option to choose to be the light and to be kind.
Mm-hmm. And it, you know, and like you said, it doesn't take a whole lot to do that. You know, just smile, say hello, ask someone how they're doing. Miss Pam, what do you think about that? I know you have some thoughts as well you'd like to share.
Well, excuse me. As Nina was saying, love is a great part of kindness. I found that in the Merriam-Webster definition of biblical kindness, it said that kindness is selfless, compassionate, and merciful, and its greatest power is revealed in practice to our enemies and amongst the least of these. We're to love our neighbor, kindness to everyone, and for a perfect emblem of biblical kindness, we need to look no further than Jesus, our perfect example of kindness. And so I'm in total agreement with the aspect of love being a reflection of kindness.
Absolutely. And I just want to go back to one of the words that you said, which was selfless. And so it's impossible to be selfless and selfish at the same time.
That is so true.
And I think a lot of times, you know, when we are just kind of thinking about ourselves or, you know, and I just think right now I'm thinking of, for an example, when you're driving mm-hmm. and, you know, you have the right of way and someone may be trying to turn in front of you or they may be trying to you know, come into your lane. And it's like, I don't have time for this. You have to wait. Somebody else will have to let you in. Well, that's a great example mm-hmm. of selfish. Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, because generally it's not going to take you more than just a few seconds to allow somebody to get in front of you. Okay. And that's just such a simple, you know, act. Of kindness or act of generosity or an act of selflessness to be able to do. It is so simple. And I think a lot of times we try to make it a little more difficult than what it is. I know that, you know, like I've been talking about, I've done several kindness shows and asking people constantly to initiate acts of kindness, and I've had people to reply and say, well, you know, can you give us some examples? I mean, you know, and of course I always would certainly offer examples. I also do want to say, too, what is very important is when acts of kindness are shown toward you, please acknowledge and say thank you.
Yes.
You know, it sounds, you know, it sounds simple, doesn't it? But
it
oftentimes,
does.
You know, even getting back to, the, you know, traffic, and I guess I'm talking about traffic because we have so much traffic in Atlanta. You know, and when you let someone over, you know, sometimes they may say, throw their hand up and say thanks, or sometimes it's like, oh, well, you better have let me over. You know what I mean? You know, have you guys ever had that happen to you?
I think it's because we're just right now, the environment that we're in is such a fast-paced going environment. It's like you have to hurry up and get it done. And I can find myself being that way at times too, unintentionally. When you're just, it's on a, it feels like you're on a go. You have to get this done. You have to get this done. You have to get that done. And so we tend to get overwhelmed in the day-to-day events that we can overlook just taking those few moments to just kind to slow down and say thank you. And it's okay to hold the door open for someone else. We can also sometimes get a little privilege where, hey, no, someone doesn't necessarily have to hold the door for you. So, yes, you do definitely want to make sure that you're reciprocating gratefulness, you know, for some from somebody else's kind act. And I think that just because the time that we are in where everything has to be instant, Instagram, internet, everything is so fast, we definitely forget to be kind and show gratefulness.
And that's one of the main reasons that we are having this conversation and doing this show, to remind people to just simply, you know, take a few seconds. Okay, first of all, we all have the same amount of hours in a day, right? 24 hours, right? So, and, you know, and you, a lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, I'm just too busy. I have to hurry. Well, I mean, you know, I don't have time. No, we really do. Sometimes we have to just kind of make time. You know, somebody's coming out of the door behind me. And I know that, you know, I pushed the door open and I know somebody's coming behind me. What is it going to hurt me, because I did it, you know, this afternoon, what is it going to hurt me to take three extra seconds just to hold the door for them, to let them come out instead of letting the door just kind of slam in their face? And that has happened before. So that's one of the main reasons we want to talk about this, because just to kind of, you know, enlighten people to just kind of be conscious about it. You know, even some of the you know, the tags for this was, you know, thank you, writing thank you notes, just initiating a type of kindness, you know, using proper, using manners. You know, this is an etiquette show, so using manners, you know, excuse me, or so it's just so important. And like you said, Nina, you're right. I call it, you know, being in a fast food, fast pace, hurry up and get out of my way type of world, you know, microwave. Everybody wants to instant.
Microwave.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes we just have to just take a breather for a second and say, okay, you know, let me, you know, see if I can help someone, or, you know, let me see if I can carry something. And I'll talk about the supermarket, too. I remember, as an example, there was a little lady. She was real petite, and I saw her trying to reach up and get something, you know. And I was in a hurry that day, but I saw her. I consciously saw her trying to reach something, and I knew more than likely she wasn't going to be able to reach it because she was very petite. So I just asked her, you know, would you like for me to, you know, to grab something for you? And she said, oh, you don't mind? I said, no, not at all. And so it took me, 2 seconds to grab, you know, one of the boxes. So, I mean, really? And she was like, oh, thank you so much. And I thought about it. I said, I wonder how many people kind of walked past her and, you know, didn't just
saw her stuff.
Felt well.
Yeah.
Felt you might, you know, they may have thought, girl, you better try to jump up there or something. You know, it's just those little things, because a lot of times it doesn't have to be anything major. It's just those little things.
No.
And talking about supermarkets, too, and this, we haven't done a pet peeve show in a long time. I used to do those pretty often, and those were, we had a lot of people. I mean, the lines were all packed out for people to complain. But anyway, one of my pet peeves talking about the supermarket is when you're looking for something and somebody walks just right smack dab in front of you and does not say a word. And so we want to be conscious if we do that to say, oh, excuse me, you know, for walking in front of you, which I temporarily blocked your view. And I know I did. So I may as well say, excuse me, right? Wouldn't that be kind to do that?
Yes. You know, Miss Donna, it makes me think about one time when I was at the grocery store and I was trying to get, I think it was some carnation milk, and a lady and her son got in front of me, and so I just stepped back to wait, but then they began to have a conversation. And I didn't want to say, excuse me, you know, to or move or anything. I waited as long as I could. And then finally I had to say, excuse me. But the lady was offended that I, you know, reached to get what I needed. But I didn't do it in a hostile way. But still, I just thought it was rude that they would have a conversation, just a regular conversation, had nothing to do with getting anything right there in front of me or in front of them. But I had to finally, because I was waiting for a while for them to move, because they weren't getting anything. They were just having a conversation. But sometimes in instances like that, where you do need to, you know, finish what you're doing. It's hard not to be, you know, aggravated. But for us, we do have to take the high road because we are Christians and that is just what we do. So like I said, I waited as long as I could and then I said, excuse me, and reached around them to get what I needed. And something else I had thought about regarding the drivers, how sometimes if you're trying, I have encountered this, trying to let someone in, and then I get beeped at for trying to do it. And I'm not saying if I'm in a hurry, I may say, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I know the person can't hear me, but I'm saying that to try to appease myself. I'm so sorry. I can't let you in right now. But when I have let people in and then the person behind me beeps because they didn't want me to do that, you know, they're in a big hurry. And I always say, you know, we all have somewhere to go where we have something to do. So no one's time is more important than anyone else's because we're all maybe on a deadline, but still everyone else is on a deadline too, or they just want to get where they're going. And so we have to exercise patience and kindness because we're all in the same boat. You know, it's just rush sometimes. But we have to exercise kindness and patience.
Right. And when you mentioned that, because I met someone, such a nice lady today I met, we taught, her name was Veronica, I was at a supermarket, and we were talking about just kind of sharing plant-based ideas and looking at different products. So, but we were being conscious because when people were coming by to make sure that they can get by, because we did, you know, we had stopped for a minute, we're talking, and I was telling her about a couple of the documentaries that I took a look at. One was What's the Health, and it was just phenomenal, and, you know, and it kind of breaks down food and just, oh, it's really good. So we were talking, and so I was trying to be very alert. We're both kind of, you know, making sure that when people needed to come up the aisle, we weren't totally blocking the aisle, or we were shifting and moving as we were talking. So, yeah, so yeah. So I understood exactly what you were saying when you said that people were just, you know, so we were being very conscious of making sure that, you know, when we saw people trying to come by or coming by, that we were yielding to move out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes
I like
we
the word
can't.
That you just said, Miss Donna. I like mm-hmm. the word that you use, conscious, because as, you know, I'm listening to you ladies, what I find is missing, just even in my day-to-day activities, is the consciousness of other people, of meaning sometimes we don't take the time to read either the body language of another person or being. There are a lot of times that you can tell someone is just not having a good day, or that someone may not be their best or their brightest, as you may have usually seen them. So I do feel that as a woman or a person or an ambassador of Christ, as I've heard lately, which I do love to hear that one, because I think that makes us tap into the higher self, the kindness, the love, the patient self. And you can sometimes change someone's day, like we said, with just a simple act of being courteous and self-conscious to someone else's emotion. And if we did that a little bit more, I think we would see a lot more happiness, a lot more joy being expressed, instead of people, like you said, honking at you because you're not moving as fast as they are. Sometimes we don't even know. Maybe they can't move as fast as you because literally something could be wrong with their car. Like we're just always in a rush. We're always in our own world, in our own minds, in our own, you know, ways, which is can be, what, selfish in a way. So mm-hmm. if we could start, like you said, being more selfless, paying attention to maybe how you can make someone smile, even if you see them frowning, you can sometimes just say, hey, do you need help? If you see mm-hmm. someone struggling, like the other day I went to the grocery store and I saw this woman struggling. I saw her with a walker. I knew she had to put it in her car. What would it have taken me? And it didn't take me but, what, 5 minutes to say, hey, do you need help putting your groceries in the car? She was mm-hmm. so grateful. She kept thanking me and saying, God bless you. And I said, you know, thank you. I accept that. But the fact that it's rare to find people who are really genuine and just want to help, we can definitely mm-hmm. make this something that can be bigger than us. We don't have to see it as a rarity. We should be able to see this kindness in everyday small acts, like you're saying, just saying excuse me, saying hi, how are you doing, and being courteous of just other people and what they may be experiencing in their moment in their life as well.
Absolutely. And so that's, you know, one of the main reasons I wanted to do this show, is to just kind of, you know, heighten some awareness and making people a little more conscious and just kind of pay a little more attention to others, okay? But guys, listen, and I see you on the line. We are going to take a very quick break, and we are going to come right back. And we will start picking up some of our callers. And you can certainly get in on the conversation as well by calling 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. And we will be back in just a moment. So please stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Hello, everyone. Have you ever thought that you couldn't do something but found out that you can? Then you'll love the book, I Thought I Couldn't, But Now I Can, by Dorothy Enogioke. In this book, students of all ages will be encouraged to know that you can learn any skill, trade, or anything you set your mind on. Try and keep on trying, and do not give up. To purchase your copy, go to Amazon.com, type in I Thought I Couldn't, But Now I Can, by Dorothy Enogioke, that's Enogioke, and secure your copy today. And you'll be able to say, I thought I couldn't, but now I can. Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Miss Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Miss Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Miss Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are talking about acts of kindness. And we've been actually discussing some different types of acts of kindness that you can do. And it doesn't have to be anything major, but the major issue that we want you to overcome is just not being in such a hurry and not thinking that you have time to actually, you know, initiate an act of kindness, okay? I'm going to go to the phone. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. At that time, you'll know I am speaking to you. So extension 3504, extension 3504, hello. 3504, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, thank you. We're doing okay, thank you so much. We were late by listening in, but we just enjoy listening in.
Well, wonderful. Thank you all for doing that. We're talking about acts of kindness, and we're excited to be discussing this topic.
Yes, we enjoy.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. It is such a pleasure. And if you're just listening, that will be no problem whatsoever. Or if you have any comments, that will be fine as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're enjoying the show. And so if I can think of anything to say, I will.
Okay.
It was late
well, what will... Oh, no and worries. I... No worries.
Yes. So I
no worries.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And so thank you. And so many times, yes, people will call. They may or may not be able to stream the show, which is perfectly fine. They'll be able to call and listen in. So no worries. We'll double back to see if they have any questions. Extension 5613. Extension 5613. Hello. Hello. Okay. They could just listening as well. Okay. All right. So Nina and Ms. Pam, of course, we know that, feeling compassion, for someone else, even for a brief time, may do wonders, not only for them, but for our well-being is right, Because,
yes.
And when I do acts of kindness or initiate acts of kindness for others, it makes me feel good as well. It makes me smile as well. And what about you, both of you?
It really does, Miss Donna. excuse me, my allergies. I'm sorry.
No worries.
But when I do something for someone and I don't expect anything in return, it just makes me feel good that I'm just doing it as a natural function. I am trying to be more conscious of the people around me. And so when I do something, I let someone go ahead of me or I hold the door open, it just makes me feel good that I'm thinking of someone else and I'm not so concerned about myself. Like I said, I don't always, if I'm in a hurry, and someone wants to get in front of me, I may do it anyway, and I may not, and I feel bad. But when I just go ahead and do it anyway, I'm just always so glad. And if it does not happen for me, maybe I'm coming through a door behind someone and they just let it go. It doesn't bother me like it would have, a long time ago. I just take it in stride and, go ahead and open the door. But I'm just trying to be more conscious of other people and not think so much about myself. And it just makes me feel good to do that because I know, like I said many times, if I'm in a big hurry, I just may not take the time to let someone cut in front of me or I may get upset if someone cuts in front of me, that could possibly cause an accident. But I do feel good when I think of other people, and I'm just trying to do that more and more. And this topic helps to make me think, to be even more conscious of my interactions with others. So I'm glad this show is on today. I truly am.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're always just very kind. You have a beautiful spirit, just very kind, it just naturally for you. And so it's just a perfect, the show is a perfect fit for yourself, as well as Nina. She is, very thoughtful of others and trying to always, help others as well and encourage others. And guys, so, and what I really want people to understand is not, again, you don't have to do anything really major to, you know, feel as though that you're initiating an act of kindness. Just being nice, being cordial to others. You know, some other examples, you know, could be, for an example, you know, and going back to driving, oftentimes I'll see in parking lots, especially parking lots that are pretty full, you know, people just racing around trying to hurry up and, you know, almost running into somebody trying to get the parking spot. And it's like, okay. It's like, okay, I would have really liked to have that parking spot, but it is not that serious, especially nowadays because, you know, with all this craziness is going on nowadays, it's just so not worth it. So, okay, hey, have at it. You can have that. No worries or anything like that. So let's see if I can pick up a couple other calls here. And I, again, callers, I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and you can feel free to join the conversation. Extension 6004, last four digits, 6004. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
All right. That's what's most important.
I guess. I just tuning in, so I didn't hear a lot, but I just wanted to say it doesn't really take a lot to be kind. You don't have to really, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time. You don't have to really do a lot. You know, you can, if you're in line and someone's going to get a couple of things at the store, you can let them go first if you're not in a hurry, you know. And the same thing when you're driving, if you're not in a hurry, you know. Or just sometimes a nod, just to acknowledge the person. I sometimes just send a text to someone I know is having a rough time, you know, just say, you know, just an emoji that says, you know, good morning or something. And, you know, to me, that doesn't take a lot of time, but it will mean a lot to the other person.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it does.
That's why I say it doesn't take a lot.
And you know what? I have found that people are very grateful when you do something unexpected for them, like they're not used to it. And it's, oh, thank you so much. Thank you. They are very grateful.
The other thing I do is I send notes to the teachers, well, email to my great grandson teachers. And it's not, you know, I copy it. Oh, I don't send every name on the same email. I just copy the same, basically, the same message. It's like, you know, have a great holiday, you know, be safe, and that's about it. You know, but the response I get is, you know, it's the same thing like, your host, your co-host just said, it's like, thank you for thinking of me, you know? So I get something, too, back from doing that. And so it just doesn't take a lot, I don't think, to be kind.
That's right.
Rewarding, you know, when you do it. Rewarding.
Amen. So true.
It's excellent. Yeah, it is excellent. And like you said, you just especially for, you know, the teachers and doctors, you know, it's so important to make sure that just the little things like that. And so one of the other reasons that we're doing this show is so that it will not seem as though it's not the norm. This should really be the norm, you know.
Yes.
But because oftentimes I'm just shocked too by people. I can't remember where I was one day last week, and I walked up to the door and I saw that there was a guy that was walking up behind me in the reflection. So I just kind of moved over a little bit, and then he kind of stopped, and I guess he was like, oh, is there something wrong with the door or something? So what he did, so I basically stopped so that he could open the door, right, for me, because I knew that he was a gentleman, you know. So what he did instead is he hit the power, you know how you make it open, that you're not supposed to do that, because we had a show about that. But what he did, he just figured, well, let me just make sure, let me open the door for her. So his instinct was just to hit the button. But what was so wild is that when the door automatically opened, right, I wasn't quite ready for it, so I had to kind of move back real quick. but I still told him thank you. I told him thank you. I said I wasn't expecting it. He said, oh, I just thought I would open it for you. So he just hit it. That was his, you know, his quick reaction, which was okay.
Yeah.
Even we learned on our other show that those are designed for, you know, if you're especially if you're wheelchair access, to hit that only in that situation. But I gave him a pass. Okay, because he wasn't really going ahead and opening the door, you know, for me. But those kinds of things are just, those are nice. Let me see if I can pick up another caller. Let's see. And thank you so much for sharing, because you gave us some additional, types of acts of kindness that that we can certainly initiate. Okay, so I'm going to go to extension. Well, the last four digits are 8658. 8658. Hello?
Yeah.
The last
can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Hi there.
Okay, good.
All right. I was going to call in and ask about your shows about etiquette. And there are a lot of people who are rude, and I wanted to ask if, is it because people are just plain rude, or do they not know about etiquette, or they just don't care? But before I get to that, you were talking about a story where a guy was behind you. You saw him in the reflection, and you stopped to let him open the door. Why couldn't you open the door for yourself?
Well, actually, I could have. However, when that has happened sometimes, I have been, I guess, reprimanded, if you will, by a gentleman. That's the difference. Not just a male, but a gentleman. And he was like, well, you know, why didn't you let me just pull that open for you? So I just, that's why I moved over. But absolutely, I could absolutely open it for myself. And of course, his response is, well, you know, I just wanted to open it. But he hit the, he did hit the button, which, you know, which that was okay. Yeah, but you were saying about are people just rude or they don't know? It's actually a combination. You know, it's actually a combination. Some people just don't know. They just don't know. And some people don't care. So, you know, you basically have two different columns there. You know,
how would people who are over the age of 21 or let's say 25 living in the world and going out every day and encountering friends, neighbors, and strangers not know?
Well, you know what? That's a really good question. But you have to be interested in knowing or learning about it. And again, that takes us right back to whether we're going to be selfless, okay, or selfish. And oftentimes it's a little easier to be selfish because, you know, you're just concerned about yourself. So for some reason, we don't have to be taught that. That's normal, you know. I mean, we learned that as a child. We're born selfish.
Yeah, etiquette is taught. Yeah, etiquette is taught.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that if a person says or makes other people believe that they don't know. They surely know if it happens to them. Then they complain. So people should know what etiquette is, especially after they've been gotten a lot of bad looks and stares from other people. But I suppose there are stupid people out there who over the age of 25 don't know how to conduct themselves. Now, getting back to the opening of the door, you have girlfriends and you go out with them every once in a while, I presume, right?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes no. I'm pretty much independent out by myself quite a bit. So, but yeah, sometimes.
All right. And when you're out with them,
callers,
do you hold?
Give me 1 second, please. Guys, I do see you. I know we are running short on time, and I will certainly just thank you for holding on. I will be with you in just a second, okay, because I see our switchboard is pretty much lit up, okay? But go right ahead. Let me see if we can go ahead.
So when you're out with your girlfriend, they do they always hold open the door for you? Or do you hold open the door for them, or do you all hold open the door for yourselves?
Well, no, it depends on who is walking up to the door, okay? Basically, and this might be something just to learn at this point, it goes all the way back to, you know, learning to be a gentleman. And generally, gentlemen will open the door for a lady. And that just goes all the way back. We're talking about etiquette, and we're talking about common courtesies as far as when it comes to manners as a male or a female. So that goes all the way back. Some people learned it, some people didn't. I remember, and I'm going to say this quickly because I have some other callers I need to get on, and thank you for your call. I can recall when I was in high school, we double dated, and my friend's date was driving, and it was real snowy, so we were going to the theater. So he let us off in the front of the door, and he went to park the car. So, you know, we were all walking up trying to get in, and so he was walking up, and so I just kind of moved to the side. And he was like, oh, why are you moved to the side like that? And I told him, I said, well, I know I'm in a company of a gentleman. And I said, and I know gentlemen's open door. He was like, oh, man, yeah, okay. I'm glad you reminded me of that. So that kind of thing. And we also have to remember, too, that it's not necessarily what we say, it's how we say it as well. But
you
I want
to
thank you so much.
That your etiquette, this thing about ladies and gentlemen, doesn't go all the way back. It's only a new tradition, perhaps in the last 150 years. And
okay,
it's something
so you don't
which
think
women,
you don't think that's all the
no,
way
women,
back?
Women
well,
take,
it's all the
no,
way back.
Women, no, no. And women take too much advantage of it by actually standing in front of a door instead of opening it to let them. You've been doing it, and you've been talking about it.
I sure do.
So,
also remember that etiquette encompasses every area of our lives as well, okay? Thank you so much for your call.
Which is
all right. I am so thank you all for your patience. I'm going to go ahead and go to a few more callers to make sure that we can get the rest in. Again, I will identify you by the last four digits and your telephone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you. All right, last four digits, 7824. 7824. Hello? Extension 7824. Okay, they could be just listening, which that is perfectly fine as well. Okay, let's see if I can pick up one more as we are getting ready to run out of time here. Extension 4008. Extension 4, the last four digits, 4008. Hello? 4008. Okay, all right, and I promise to go back to see if there was another comment. Extension 3504, extension 3504, hello. Extension 3504. Okay, they
hello?
Should also, okay, all right, hi there. Yeah, I promised to circle back to see if you all had a comment or anything. If you're just listening, that's fine. Thank you so much, okay?
Get a lot out of listening. Some new ideas about different things we enjoy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you. All right, let me go back to see if I can get some closing comments from my two co-hosts here, Ms. Nina and Ms. Pam.
Oh, yes, Ms. Donna. I just think that, you know, this show is definitely needed, and I'm so grateful that we did talk about this topic today. And I just want to close out as women of God, as women of faith, with you being the queen of etiquette and the one who teaches us about etiquette, I just found this scripture, and it's Proverbs 31:26. And she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. A lot of people like to talk about a Proverbs woman, but this is definitely something that I see that you do, and you strive to teach, and you strive to be of every day. So that alone to me just shows the word, whenever they you see the feminine side of being a human, and we identity, we can tend to identify with the feminine part of ourselves more than the masculine at times. So the responsibility falls on women, you know, and that's what this Bible verse is making us understand, is that when we were taken from the rib, you know, what we were taken with and what we were created from, and that aspect is what allows us to be able to share with the world our empathy, our love, everything that God created us to be. A lot of people do not understand that, you know, we were made for man. Man was not made for us. Therefore, what we do provide in this world, the showing and giving of life and love, and empathy and joy and being a woman and showing our feminine side and being soft and crying, that is all a part of what we are should be showing others is okay to do. It is okay to be empathetic. It is okay to be chivalrous. It is okay to love. It is okay to be kind. What is it to hold a door open? What is it to step out of the way and let someone go by? What is it to just say, are you having a nice day? It is love. It is to be human. It is to be kind and not animalistic. Animals become ravenous. Animals fight over food. Animals fight over position. And that's what we were not created to be. We were created to be love, kind, everything that God is instilled in us. And so I appreciate you taking the time to have us on, and especially at a point in time in my life where I am so grateful because God has allowed me to really see those who are of him, are sent to me divinely from him, and who have shown me so much love and just so much encouragement and have been very patient and kind with me. And I'm so grateful to you, Ms. Donna, and this show, and I'm just thankful for you. And please continue to keep being that Proverbs 31 woman, because I'm grateful for it. And that's all I want to say, but thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Nina. So appreciate that. Ms. Pam?
Yes, I was thinking about, I had written down a scripture, Titus 3:4-5, that states, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. And we are called to show that same mercy to everyone we come into contact with, to those who are kind to us or show mercy or grace to us, but to everyone, because forgiveness is available to everyone. And so when we show mercy and kindness to others, we are reflecting Christ. And so this has been a very important session tonight for me, because it makes me even the more conscious of how I need to be at all times. And it's something for me to strive towards. So I thank you for having this topic and for inviting me to be a part of it. I'm very grateful. So I thank you, Miss Donna.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And I want to thank everyone as well. Well, let me thank you two as well first for co-hosting with me. I certainly do appreciate you. And like I said, the both of you are, you know, you have such a kind spirit and you just, you know, exude kindness and being considerate as well. And so, and those of you that called in, thank you so much. We certainly do appreciate when you interact with our show. We certainly appreciate that. If you're joining us for the first time, as well as our loyal listeners, we say thank you again, okay? You're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Okay, remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, okay? We'd appreciate it when you do, you know, share this with your friends and family. Of course, after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. All right, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold those virtues tightly right in your heart. That is one of my most favorite proverbs. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as I remind you each and every week, please make sure that you initiate an act of kindness this week. And I bet you can even initiate an act of kindness every day, okay? Thanks again for listening and tuning in, and we will talk again soon. Again, thank you. Take care. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.